Hello.
Hello. Wait a minute or two for a few others to join.
Scott, did you see my note about Stefan?
No.
Okay. He's joining. He's joining. I just sent it. He's joining and has something from coming from dereporting. He can only stay for half an hour. So I wondered if we could move him up in the agenda.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, I see he's here. So good. Yeah. Thank you.
And I see your meeting, your note. All right. Going to go ahead and get started. Welcome, everyone. We have a short agenda today, but I don't think it'll be short completely. So,
Judging by this group, that's right.
let me let Stefan make his announcement so that can get.
Oh, it was just to the agenda point from
Okay.
today about reporting options.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Back to the agenda. I had it opened, and then I. Okay, and Linda is not here today, it looks like. Is that okay? Thanks. I'll do something with that.
Oh, I see. It's about the what is folio reporting topic. And you have some stuff from the dereporting group, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to remind people to let us know if there are any topics specifically you want us to cover in reporting SIG. We're always looking for presentation ideas and areas to cover. And Katie, I see you have your hand up.
Yes, this is something I can't do or not never done, but I don't know. A library asks us about this. I know that the List app, currently has some restrictions, so they're using API to do FQM queries. And a library asks us about that, but we haven't even tried. I don't know if anyone's currently doing that, but that could be perhaps be a topic for those libraries that don't have like MetaDB or LDLite or something like that.
Yeah.
So just to, if I can clarify, Katie, so people are using the API that comes with Folio that currently feeds the Lists app and enables data to come from the Folio FQM database into the Lists app when you make a query, but people are using that API not through the Lists app, but to feed some other reporting database, or what exactly are they doing with the API?
I think, yeah, they're just using, I don't think they're using another database. They're just using FQM queries instead of the traditional API to go against the database to pull information, the Folio database.
And
Are those
I.
SQL queries? Or
I don't know.
maybe someone knows what it's probably the kind of query it is, or anyway,
Sharon,
well, I
they're
can ask
not.
more. Oh, okay. Oh,
They're
hey,
not.
Corey, thanks.
Hi. It's FUM. It's just it's like SQL. I can put the link up. There's a query language schema mo syntax, sorry, that you can use to query FQM just like the Lists app does, and pull data out. And there are actually
functionalities and options within FQM that allow you to query that is not available in the Lists app. So there are reasons to use the API directly versus going through the Lists app. But just for usually functionality reasons, sometimes it's hard to do a UI version of something. So I'll post a link in the chat here in a minute that it's on GitHub. There's directions on how to query FQM directly.
And FQM is Folio Query Manager, is that right?
I think it's Folio Query Machine or
machine,
something.
Machine, yes.
Yeah. I know.
Thanks. And so, I think there was some a chat in Slack from the person who is doing this, I think, on the reports that, it was someone from Missouri. So I don't remember where, but yeah.
So the language that's being used, there's some kind of Folio Query Machine language or something. I guess it would be great. Would everyone like to know more about this? I would like to know more about this.
It's actually Folio, it's the Folio Query Manager. You were right, Scott. So
okay. I'm seeing Jen is floating a 100%. Is this potentially a topic for us to try to get someone to speak to? Any other floating emojis or hands or something? Thank you, Corey. Corey, do you know if there's someone who could talk to us about this? Yeah, okay, we've got people interested. Okay.
Sure. I mean, I know who the dev lead is. I don't know if he would want to do that, but sure, we can find somebody, I think, to help. I've played with it myself and done it with LD Light, right? Because I was playing it with LD Light. I was going down a rabbit hole there. So I've played with it. It gets you JSON back and then you can parse and query it. So, I wasn't using it with, I can't remember. I was playing with Jupyter Notebook. I was playing with all kinds of things. Sorry. But yes, and the link that I sent is to the module on GitHub, but there's also a section in the README about how to run queries and execute queries. So, I definitely think, if this is something that we want to work on, I think, Kathleen, yes, is the PO for List App, and then her and Magda work with the dev team to develop FQM. So if this is something of interest, I'd be happy to help find a speaker.
Okay, we'll reach out to you. So I was thinking Matt Weaver maybe, but
Matt too, but I didn't want to volunteer him.
Yeah, yeah, we want to make sure I just was thinking out. We'll reach out to you to sort of put something together. It sounds like we've got interest, so great.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go back to that. Well, thank you. That was actually very interesting.
These are the things that make the meeting longer than we think that they will be.
I'm just glad Corey was here to put it, explain it better. Thank you, Corey.
Oh, you're welcome. It is it is powerful, and it is I think especially since the List app, we've been talking about certain functionalities not being available in the UI. It would be beneficial for people to know what is and isn't possible and how complex you want your queries to be. And then, as always, just how involved you're willing to go with the technical dev side of reporting. So, okay.
Thanks, Corey. Is there anyone new today who'd like to? I don't think so. And Stefan, would you like me to open yours first, or do you want to share your link? I see that it's there. We can now move on to our main item today, which is what is reporting?
Yeah, I saw this item on at agenda, and so in the dereporting, and this is the subgroup of the reporting SIG in Germany. We started to write down the reporting options in Folio, and maybe we can reuse this or integrate this in this document here. What is Folio reporting? And as you can see, we have different chapters about the data interface and different software solutions, and group the solutions and in-app reporting, data queries via API, general products for database queries, special products for Folio, and products for creating dashboards. And yeah, of course, it's in Germany because it's the German group, but you can translate this and maybe you can use this. So, and we have in each chapter, we have examples with screenshots, in-app reporting, API queries, and yeah, we have also an explanation for lists with the FQM architecture. And it's a screenshot from a Wolfcon session. And here can in this picture you can see how FQM works. And that was the discussion before. And here you see there are some queries in the background that collects the data, and then there are some schemas, entity types that are views on the views. So, and then lists up called the views from the views, and then you can get the data from the backend from different apps in Folio. So, and this is explained here in this document, and you can also see the explanation for Metabase. It's another solution, and I think it's very similar to FQM in Metabase. You also used views that uses views from the backend data. Yeah, and then you have integrated dashboards and so on. Yeah, but there are still gaps and few things need to be done. And yeah, but maybe we can use this in this document here, what is for your reporting. And maybe we can also add a chapter about the goals of reporting. I think that's more a good way for strategic planning and also for operational things. And so it's more to say why we need reporting in libraries, so to make it clear. So for the development teams, in the case of in the Lists app, it's very difficult for the reporting SIG to define what we really need. So because I've wrote with Matt Weaver about this topic, and he said it's not really clear which apps are installed for in the environments from the libraries, and so they need a solution in this development team to see how they can integrate the different apps in lists. So, and maybe if we talk with the development team, this could be a good point to discuss.
I see Sharon has her hand raised too.
Stefan, could we go back to your link for a second? I want to make sure that I understand this. So, Metabase is like a whole nother platform for doing extract, transform, load out of Folio into a reporting database, right? So this is not MetaDB. This is that platform we talked about several years ago with Angela, I believe. Okay, so Bywater's using Metabase. So they're using the API to populate a Metabase reporting database. That's what Bywater is supporting for institutions.
Yeah, it's a separate system, and I think they have a pricing system. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, we looked at this and there was some issue with licensing years ago, so we kind of walked away from it. But let me so you're mentioning this, and then the other ways, if you can scroll up. So the other way that you're using the FQM architecture to generate reports is how
Yeah.
you're not other yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It's very complicated. So at the moment they're using views, hard-coded views in the application. So
Oh.
if you have queries from the different applications and they go through the JSON objects and extract all the data from the JSON object with view.
Okay.
And
Is that
this
just delivered through Excel or something, or?
it's more to have a view of a specific data extraction from
What
the
is the
JSON.
what's the front end? How am I looking at this data once it's extracted via the API?
Yeah, it's you have FQM Manager, or FQM is more a back end application in Folio. It's not a Lists app. Lists app is the UI application, and FQM is a separate application in Folio. And you can use FQM for any other solutions in Folio. And yeah, of course, you can also use FQM for your own applications that you can write. So, and Lists app only use the schemas from FQM with the name entity types, and they are stored in the FQM schema and FQM manager. So, but you can also use these entity types from the FQM manager in other apps.
Are you at your institutions that you support? What other apps are you using then?
Yeah. We developed some Folio applications in our institution, and we asked the developers how we can give them the entity types and views from our apps to integrate the views in Lists app. So
Huh.
it is it, yeah, it's more an a question for the development teams of the different applications in Folio, how they can integrate their data in Lists app and not otherwise. So
Okay. Thanks. Thanks. I
yeah.
just wanted to be sure I understood that. Okay. Thanks.
And the problem is they need a solution the list app developers needs a solution to see how they know which applications are installed in your Folio environment. So sometimes you don't have an application installed in your environment, but the FQM manager will query the views in the background for this application, and this doesn't work. So, but I'm not sure where they are in the development process. Maybe they have a solution.
Does anyone here know?
No, but I think Stefan's idea that if we do a session on FQM soon, it would be a good question to ask, because I do know that there is a lot of development for Trillium kind of coming that I don't want to answer because I'm not
Yeah, it's
100%
okay. You can say you don't
safe,
know.
but
It's okay.
I think there is work coming that could address it. So I think it's worth definitely talking to the development team on.
Excellent.
Well, I think we'll bump up FQM as a
Yeah. And we should try to make it at a date. I know that you have conflicts, Stefan, so we'll try to make a date that works for you, Stefan.
Yeah, if I know the appointment, then I can attend the meeting. So,
Thank
yeah, do you have other questions to this document here?
you. No, I was just kind of lost. So thank you.
Well, thanks. And we'll see. I think we, looking at that, there are some things that we could add structurally to what we already have going as well. I think, as well as referencing that, it was very clear. So, even in my bad German, but
I think mine's worse.
thank you. But yeah. So I'm going to move on now to look at the what is Folio reporting, and I'll be making notes, and let me share my screen. So it's up there. I'm guessing you can see it now. Okay. About a year ago, we were asked to define what is reporting, Folio reporting, for the Product Council. And also, this is coming up in other ways where people were, I think it was even from the D reporting group had asked for something about what is reporting. There were lots of other places where people were trying to use it to establish the need for reporting. And although it's obvious to many of us, I think that's true. So Sharon and I did an initial pass of this, and then we discussed with this group about 6 months ago, I think. This was the last time we looked at this. And I want to go back and actually look at this in relation to the dereporting document that Stefan just shared as well, to see what is missing and what could be better presented as well. So I want to revisit this today, and we want to cover this to see what other things people feel should be here. I think FQM is one. We use list app here, but I think FQM may be something we need to add here. And I'm not, is FQM a warehouse, or it's really, is it a warehouse, or is it more of a,
Maybe we need to like have two flavors. So FQM is a backend to the list app, and then FQM via the API with other reporting applications. And then I think maybe if Bywater is supporting Metabase, maybe we need to add that as one of the solutions for data warehouses.
Sorry, I'm editing these
Yes.
as we go, and
I
I'll go back.
think.
We can clean them up, but
And then just to add more confusion, I wonder if you can run MetaDB on Metabase. MetaDB on the I don't know.
Sharon, I was thinking the same thing. I
Oh,
wonder if we could run FQM. I wonder if you could. I
oh
bet
yeah.
you could do FQM through LD Lite.
Huh.
Right, because FQM, if you can run an API query, so you could do a targeted query with specific output so you don't get all of the data, maybe. Like, there's a lot of rabbit holes in a good way, maybe.
Well, the ultimate sort of holy grail here for, I think, is just finding a reporting solution for everybody who wants to run Folio that, and sometimes we have, they have to fit constraints, financial constraints or et cetera, but to just find a solution for everybody.
Okay, let's see. So it sounds like we have a lot of work here, Sharon, to go back in, unless someone wants to say something right now. And also, and there were other things. We have in-app reports. And I don't know if this has been updated recently. We had a presentation on orders and
Yeah,
invoices, and
I think we
Jen,
have to go through
I
that,
see
yeah.
Jen has a hand up.
And I don't think the in-app reports have been updated. They probably do. What would be really interesting and I think maybe helpful to folks is I think there's different communities for each one of these solutions. And I don't know, maybe saying like if you have a question about MetaDB, go here. If you have a,
Contacts, yeah.
context, yeah. Because for the
I like
in-app
that.
reports, that often goes through the SIGs or working groups.
I is it does it work to refer people to the product owner for an in-app report?
Well, now with the new prioritization process with Product Council, I would put it on there. There's the implementation pages. I mean, they can always reach out to the conveners or the PO, or they can just, post in that channel and say, I have this idea, is there a Jira issue, or is this already on, like the roadmap? Because sometimes it might just be on the roadmap. It's just they haven't gotten to it yet.
So they can post in the Product Council channel, is that what you're saying?
Either Product Council or for that working group for which they're looking to do an in-app report. I think that makes it, unfortunately, I think it complicates things because, if you're looking especially for a cross-app report, that's not an in-app report. Maybe that's something we should mention. The in-app reports are restricted only to the data of that app. But I mean, I guess maybe they could also post a Folio reporting general and we could help navigate them to the right place as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good thought. And we'll try to follow up and see what we can find out from folks. You know, Scott and I are always trying to learn about all the possibilities, and it's really it's a good problem to have, actually. But right now we have so many. There's been this like burst of reporting solutions, and so there are a lot of different ways to get data now, which is a good problem to have, but it's also a lot to stay on top of.
And also, I think people want to know where to start. And
Yeah.
as people come on to Folio, not just people who have been here established for a while, but I think,
Yeah. Yeah.
and I wonder if there's something we need to do here to make that even more helpful. Just thinking about it,
Yeah.
I'm making notes here at the top just as we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. We'll sort through that later. So yeah, we're going to be doing a training on that's more like a direct how-to to report like different reporting solutions, but we're also going to do a general session at the conference to introduce people to all of these different things. So we're hoping that we can pull, you know, just to have a lot of helpful information for folks.
Okay, let's. Any more on reporting data warehouse solutions that might be missing here, or that elaboration need? We have the API-based solutions and added FQM to that. And we'll add more information to that later. Yes, Jen.
I'm wondering with the API, would it be worth mentioning that, you know, because now there's the token. So I'll have to go find that page. Just to be aware of the token and maybe I'll go find the developer page for the APIs. That could be really useful. Let me go search for that page.
Thanks. And I don't know what the token is actually, so sorry.
So it's free. I might not be
Sorry.
explaining this right, but it's basically you get kind of, okay, I'm gonna explain it in my weird layman terms, but you get a ticket to play with Folio for a certain session and it will time out. Like I think Sandbox times out every 10 minutes. Like ours, you know, is configured differently. But you do need to, like, if you're pulling a lot of data from Folio, you do have to take that into account now.
Okay. Thank you. I'll look for more
So I'm trying
information.
to. So you would use your token to use an API on a Folio sandbox environment in order to generate some kind of data export. Is that what you mean?
It's in order to access the API, you have to have a token now. You just there's no way
Okay.
around it. Yeah.
So you're
Yeah.
saying let's list the token as an API base,
Well,
or just explain that as part of this is API solution, or
I think 'cause the token is going to be different for each environment. They're going to have to query to get the token in order to start their other queries, essentially. So, and that should, I mean, it should be explained somewhere. Yeah, I mean, I
Oh,
haven't
she
done
just, you just,
API stuff for a while, so.
okay, yeah, and then thank you for that link. That's helpful.
And I've added it here.
And there's also a channel for in Folio Slack for like it's like learning APIs, and that's it's a pretty active channel. And that's a place to get information pretty much for all of this.
Thank you. I've added it there just as a placeholder. And also, does anyone know of any other in-app reporting things that happen at this point? We have in acquisitions, orders, invoices, licenses.
I think there's some new stuff with like more of the finance stuff, like
Oh.
with budgets that we saw last time. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
budgets have been there actually for a year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely there. Let me add that.
There's a few in the users app as well, related to like Mercer stuff.
Great, thank you.
Users app.
Okay, and Mark Authority is coming from Corey. Thank you, Corey.
Well, rather than watching me try to deal with a table, I'll just
We can clean this up later.
exactly.
It's hard to like run the meeting and
And it's
jot
typed.
down the notes and all
It is
that.
typed so I don't have to read my bad handwriting. So that's good. Any other areas people can think of?
Now, wait a minute. There's this metadata thing. Oh no, that's different. That's not the MARC authorities. Okay.
Okay. And I think these are still the only two folio reporting, folio applications, the reporting app and the lists app. And let's see what I'm also seeing comments.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you. I'm actually going to add this into the this here and we'll clean it up later for
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
notes, but
good thinking. Yeah.
where's tokens? Oh, there it is.
Time's out after 30 minutes. Ruh-roh. Huh. Sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on with the APIs that we haven't really covered. So
Yeah.
it'll be interesting.
And there's also been developments with the LD Lite tool. I know well, the developer has been really, really busy like working on that, making improvements, especially in speed and all of that. So
That's pretty exciting.
yeah, it really is.
Do you think it's worth having kind of another demo or at some point?
Maybe after Eureka, which would be Sunflower. So, yeah,
Okay.
maybe towards the end of the year, maybe.
Okay. I'll update our planning notes, Scott, while you're doing that stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
Whenever I hear that, I just want to say, Eureka! Does anyone else have that happen in their brain?
A little bit. Okay, and we have other tools associated with reporting. Dbeaver. Oh, thank you, Kimberly. Receiving app as CSV export. I think that was here. There's no, it's not. It was not. Thank you. And feel free to update this as you at any time, or just send a note to us and we can update it as well. Any other tools that people are using? generally, or DBeaver, Cloud Beaver, Power BI, Tableau, NIME. Jen?
So I know a lot of this. This is kind of, I mean, the dark side of reporting, just because it sounds funny. A lot of us use bulk edit to do this, because you can download a CSV of all matched records. It's not exactly, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not a reporting tool, but a lot of people use it as a reporting tool. It's kind of funny.
It's okay, you know, it's data delivery.
I've used it before, so I'm not going to. Anything else that people can think of here?
We've also done things with Google Sheets and apps scripts using APIs. The developer who set this up for us has moved on to EBSCO, but we still have some circ reports that are available to us on Google Sheets.
Thank you. And I think we've used some of those from you in the past here at Chicago. So thank you. All right. And let's see. I guess we have questions down here that we started, but let's see a question. You just put that there, Lauren, and follow up on that. Anything else people would like to add to what is reporting or thoughts, or does this look like a good structure at this point? I actually want to look at this in relation to the dereporting document as well to see if there's are things that we're missing or things that structurally would make sense in this context. So
Yeah, we might want to refine this a little bit. Like I'm looking at like data prep tools, because there's Tableau Prep, there's OpenRefine, there are other things that let you clean data in preparation for a reporting application.
Yeah. Bulk edit is kind of like that too. Any other comments?
I'm wondering if other folks are using other languages. We have a few things going on with Python at Cornell. Should we mention, scripting languages that people are using other than SQL? So SQL being probably the top. But are there other languages that folks are using for data delivery, reporting, call it what you will? Okay, yeah, we've got Python. Okay. And I wonder if we should add, Scott, a section on automation,
Oh, yes.
if that would be helpful.
Actually, definitely.
I think as we our tools become more mature, we're liking letting the reports run themselves and deliver data, instead of having to press on a bunch of buttons.
Yes. And
I think
Jen?
I don't know if you remember, and I don't know if anyone here was at the EBSCO user group. There was were they from Missouri or Oklahoma? I'm sorry, somewhere in the center of the United States. It's called Redbud, and it's a whole. I'm not sure what language it's written in, but it's a whole reporting tool that they offer their consortium. Maybe it is Mobius, maybe that consortium. That might be interesting to look at. So they, it's like canned reports. I don't know what it's written in though.
I just added that to our future topics list. We'll ask what is Redbud? Okay. Yeah. Other than a beautiful tree.
Are there any other comments? And thank you, everyone. This has actually been
Oh,
a
thank you.
very good.
Yeah, it looks like Kim just posted a session on the Redbud scoliosis tool. Thank you. I'm going to grab that for our planning. See, yeah, thank
Thank
you.
you. I'm going to follow it just so I see it. Any other comments? Well, thanks, everyone. This has been a good morning. And we'll see you at the next reporting meeting. Do you have something else, Sharon?
No,
Oh.
yeah, good stuff. Thanks,
Thank you.
everybody, for the great ideas. Really cool stuff going on.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.